Do you believe in ghosts?
Good morning, evening, or afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you are. This is Tyler here with another episode of Ghost Stories. And I tell you what, it's been a real struggle to record this intro because all my XLR cables are breaking. This one I've got finally poised and balanced in a way that's allowing it to work. But I'm not sure what's going on, but clearly I've upset the technology gods somewhere. We're trying to put this out, probably because it's a little late, so I do apologize for that. It's been a crazy couple weeks. My brother's getting married this weekend, so I was on a stag last weekend. Had a really good time, bit of a karaoke mishap, in that the mishap was I sang karaoke for about 3 hours, give or take, meaning today's the first day I've had an actual voice to speak of. And because of that, it's been a struggle to record too much. It's a real treat. You gotta stick around. My wife's done this week's episode, which we always know that you all enjoy hearing her do a story. But before we get to that, there's a few bits of the usual housekeeping to cover. So first off, as you know, this podcast is built on your stories. So keep them coming in. We're still looking out for the story for Halloween. I've got a couple in mind, but I don't tend to decide till the week of. So if you want to appear in the biggest story of the year and you have something you want to submit, by all means, ping it over. You can do that by going to our ghost story page, our Facebook page, searching for Ghost Stories the Podcast. We also have a bit of a group there called Share Your Scares that I sometimes post to. And then you can also get a hold of us through our website, which I never update, but I keep it up because it's a great place to get in touch. That's ghost-stories.co.uk. Now, if you want to go the extra mile and support us, help me buy a new XLR cable, for example. I kid, I'm going to order a few afterwards. But yeah, this is very much a hobby, and there are production costs involved in, and you can help with those by going to Patreon, and all of our patrons are, I can't even begin to describe how appreciative I am of you. Although I'm really appreciative of our other listeners as well, because it's great support. But yeah, if you want to go that extra mile, you can do so by paying $1 or $5 a month. There's the two tiers. And we also put out occasional extra episodes exclusive to Patreon called Talking Ghosts, where we discuss previous stories on the podcast and kind of break them down. They're a lot of fun, really interesting. And I've got about four of those lined up because I realize we're a bit behind. Can be hard to track down guests, it seems, at times, but they're a lot of fun. And of course, you get content early and ad-free. So if you want to do that, pop over there. If not, we're happy to have you wherever you listen, be it iTunes, Google, or wherever. So with that out of the way, it's time to get to this week's story. Now, this one has been sent in by, well, I guess a bit of a regular now on the podcast, Nicole. Now, Nicole previously sent in Grandpa John, Dreamhouse, and last year's Halloween special, Ding Dong. I may have that the wrong way around. Dreamhouse might have been the Halloween special. I can't recall. If you're not listening to them, have a look. And I'm sure I'll figure it out by next week anyways. But Nicole, thank you so much for sending in another story. I always love seeing them when the emails come through. And I'm sure you'll have many more after this. Of course, read by my wife, which is a real treat. So sit back and enjoy After Hours.
My husband and I go camping every summer. This year we decided to venture out to a campground near a battlefield that witnessed the American Civil War. The campground we chose was one that bordered the battlefield lines and is named after the place the Union soldiers stored their artillery. The Battle at Gettysburg is known as one of the bloodiest battles during the American Civil War. Over a three-day period, there were over 46,000 casualties between both Union and Confederate armies. It's said to be the most haunted area known to date. One of the things we were most looking forward to was a ghost tour. On the night of the tour, we followed our guide, dressed in period clothing, around town, and listened to the stories of the war and those left behind. We went from house to house, listening intently about those who remained in the afterlife roaming the halls and homes, businesses and farms, After the tour was over, the tour guide offered us other places of interest for ghost hunting, and we agreed to go. We piled into three separate trucks and went off in search of the unknown. As we were travelling the winding backcountry roads in the dark, the road started to narrow and disappeared into a wooded tree line. Slowing down, we passed a sign showing that we were entering a national state park. Though we suspected we weren't supposed to be in the park after dusk, we continued on. Except for the twinkling town lights way off in the distance, there was nothing but the darkness. The ghost tour guide had told us to turn off the car and its lights and just watch and wait. My husband and I had put our windows down and each leaned our heads out. We sat in darkness and listened to the rustling of the soybean crops from a slight breeze that came from across the fields. I scanned the landscape in front of me, trying to look for any kind of movement. With my head still out the window, I heard a sound in the distance. It sounded to me like a rifle discharging, but I wasn't sure until I heard it again. I tried to rationalize it as maybe coming from the surrounding farmland. My husband didn't hear the sound. As I turned back towards the open window, movement caught my eyes from the side. I turned to my right, and there, a few yards away, I could make out someone standing. My first thought was that we were in trouble for being on the battlefield at night. The harder I looked, though, I realised it wasn't a park officer because I could see through this person. The breeze stopped blowing, and it got quieter than I thought possible. I watched the man move, slowly and flawlessly. He repeatedly turned to his side, reached down to the ground, stood straight and leaned forward. As I continued to watch, he made his way down the paved road we were sitting on. I wasn't sure if my husband could see what was happening, but I couldn't make myself turn away for fear of losing sight of the figure. The closer the man got to me, the louder his footsteps were on the paved road. The footsteps got closer to me, and when they felt like they were right next to me, they stopped. The smell of cigar wafted over me. I froze. My arms were still hanging out the window, and I felt the sensation of fabric brushing up against my arms. My heart was beating so rapidly. I slowly turned to my right, and there, standing inches from the truck, was this man, a soldier. He was wearing a cap, jacket, pants, and boots that went up to the knee. I blinked and looked again, and could see his worn and weathered face, unshaven and dirty. He smelled of sweat and cigar smoke. He carried a rifle over his right shoulder along with a canteen. I wanted to make my husband aware of what was going on, but I couldn't make a sound. With every heavy breath the soldier took, I could feel the fabric brush on my arms. I saw his lips move as if he was trying to talk, but couldn't hear anything. He turned towards the field and waved his arm as if to say, "All clear," to whoever was behind him. He turned back to me and we made eye contact. I froze again. I could feel his breath pass through my hair. His eyes told of heartbreak, tiredness, weariness, and fear. Just then, I heard the same rifle sound I heard earlier, but this time it was closer. I jolted and looked at the man, his eyes widened with fear. And he crouched down against the truck while waving his arms feverishly. Breathing heavily, he held his hand to his chest and then stood up. He looked behind him and turned back to me for one last look. With a stare that felt like hours, he then took off running into the soybean field. I could hear the footsteps tromping through the fields. Within seconds, the sound stopped and his figure was gone. I felt this heaviness come over me and tears filled my eyes, feeling as if my heart had broken and I hung my head in sadness. My husband turned the interior light on and saw that my face was tear-stained. Not sure if I could believe what I'd just encountered, I had trouble finding the right words to tell him what had happened. I described the smell of cigar and sweat, the feeling of the fabric against my arms, and the sight of the soldier that stood inches from my face. My husband looked shocked while I described every detail. He wasn't sure what to say, but suggested that maybe it was time to leave since it was getting so late. I asked him to just give me a minute so that I could stand and stretch. As I opened the door and stepped out, I lost my balance because I felt something under my heel. I grabbed my phone and turned the flashlight on to see what I'd stepped on, and there, laying in the paved road, was a hat. I picked it up and turned it to show my husband. It was a black, brimmed felt hat, and it had a metal pin on the front with two rifles crisscrossed, and they smelt of cigar and sweat. My husband let out a gasp, and we looked at each other in disbelief. I didn't know what to do with the hat, so I walked across the road and I placed it near a monument. I bowed my head, said a prayer, and walked away. We drove on and we didn't look back.
Well, Nicole, thank you so much for sending that story in. It's another fantastic one. I expect no less. But listeners, we're going to hand it over to you now. And you need to vote for if you think After Hours was based in fact or a pure work of fiction. You can do that by going to our Facebook page or on Patreon. We do have a poll which you can get involved in. It's free to use the poll. You do need an account, but you don't have to be a subscriber to vote in it. So yeah, I'm going to keep this short and sweet. Apologies if anything sounds a bit off because of this cable situation. I'm going to be off to order some more as soon as I'm done posting this. But yeah, make sure to take care of yourselves. Be nice. Stay safe. And most of all, don't stop asking.
Do you believe in ghosts?